Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What would you do if Joe Biden was your president? I'm talking about you voted for him. You wanted him at this point. What would you do? How would you wake up and face the world? How do you go out and rationalize? This is the guy I pulled the lever for. I took my Sharpie and I circled. This is the guy I wanted. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I can almost guarantee you, if you're listening to this program, that didn't happen. But there are people out there who did do this. And let me tell you, if you cut them any slack, shame on you. Shame on you. They ridiculed you for putting in a president who did a phenomenal job. They ridiculed you when you said, hey, why are you guys going? Now, this is going after him. I don't care about the partisan politics. But when he does good things, you don't reward him, and you're going after him using the Department of Justice. You are going after him in a way that's an absolute atrocity. It is treasonous. And, you know, so then you win and you put this guy in. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Wow. We have not been in a time of, I mean, I thought things were bad during Obama. I really did. I thought it couldn't get any worse. And the media fawned all over him and everything. I remember when he ate a hamburger. And look, Obama's eating a hamburger. Oh, my gosh, look. Oh my, it's so dreamy. And people freaking out over this dude eating a burger in Hawaii. I remember when he came out of the water. You would have thought it was Fabio on the cover of one of those romance novels, the way they looked at this dude with his mom bod. It wasn't like he was built. You know, he's a brick house. No, he looked like he came out of the water with a mom bod or a dad bod. And it wasn't enough. It was nothing to write home about. But boy, you would think it was just the most amazing thing, the most poetic and flowery language. Watch as he emerges from the ocean, a black silhouette against the sun. I mean, it was poetic. And I'm going, wait, I'm not seeing it. Where are we looking? They cut this guy slack at every turn. Affirmative action. As I said, go look at his stats. Look at how they measure Barack Obama, forgetting that he printed $10 trillion. They make this dude sound like he was a financial guru, like he was Dave Ramsey and Kramer rolled up into one. Donald Trump outperformed this clown Barack Obama couldn't do in 50 lifetimes what Donald Trump was able to do in 2 months. Don't make me go back to Carrier. He's going to save a company. What's he going to do? Wave a magic wand? And Trump said, wave the magic wand and save Carrier. And I got to tell you, for me, coming out of management consulting, I knew exactly what Trump was going to do, and I thought to myself, how could Obama be this stupid? How could he not understand that Trump was Bobby Fischer playing chess against somebody who didn't even understand the game? But he did it. What's he going to do? Wave a magic wand? Yeah, what he did was he leveraged Raytheon against Carrier and said, I dare you to leave. We'll review these contracts you have. It was so easy to save it that Trump had to be looking at most people go into the presidency sort of scared. Like, oh man, it's a big job. I won. But you know, what am I going to do when I'm in there? And Trump was like, I tell you what, let me get in there. And as soon as he was president-elect, boom, he saved it. And you know what the big argument was when he saved those quote 800 jobs at Carrier? Do you know what the Democrats had the nerve to say?
Well, it wasn't 800 jobs. It was only 600 jobs. Well, I don't even think it was 600 jobs. I think it was 400 jobs.
Okay, so let's just say for the sake of discussion, it was 400 jobs. What do you think those 400 people thought? What do you think the people that the satellite industries around Carrier? I don't think people fully understand when you bring a company into a city
I don't care how big it is. It could be 20 employees. It could be 2,000 employees. When those people go out and buy groceries and purchase gasoline and use the dry cleaner and get into the school system and start paying taxes, it is a huge amount of revenue. I don't care if that company ever pays a penny in taxes. The revenue they generate is so worth it. Who wouldn't want it? Democrats,
these corporations are not paying their taxes.
I tell you what corporations should do, if I were fighting back, I would say, I'm going to take every one of my employees, I'm going to look at their state and local taxes, number one. I'm then going to look at the average spending for a person in that demographic. I'm going to say, I mean, in that geography. Here's what we're spending. You know, we spend this much in the economy. If you make 50 grand a year, here's what you're spending. You're buying cars, you're renting or buying houses, etc. And say, this is what we bring to the tax base. Stop with this discussion around capitalists not paying taxes. Now, look, if you give a tax rebate to a company for 10 years to attract them there, don't then decry them and say, oh, well, you know, they're not paying their taxes. You wanted them there like everybody else wanted them there. We got to learn how to fight. Back to Biden. When I woke up, when Trump was president, I was excited. I went, you know what? We made the right choice. And most of the time, this guy made me proud to be a Republican. I don't care if you were afraid to put bumper stickers in your car and signs or wear a Trump shirt. I wore Trump hats, Trump shirts. I was as boisterous, as loud as I could be about the support of Donald Trump. I argued with people on golf courses. You name Hillary Clinton would have been better. Yeah, Hillary Clinton was a crook who should have been in prison. That's what I would yell back at him. Don't talk to me about Hillary Clinton. I would extol the virtues of Trump where he deserved it, and I would beat him up where he deserved that. But it wasn't much beating up of him. I got up every morning proud that I voted for him. You, right now, there are 75 million people or more that should be screaming from the mountaintops. See what you clowns did, you cheating scumbags and skanks. This is what you've gotten us into. The brink of world war. SCOTUS leaks. Wu flu scams and scandals, vaccine deaths, world wars potentially happening with Russia and China and who knows what else. His crooked crackhead son's coming indictment. Joe Biden is the big guy, and we all know he is. Crooked Hillary and all the shenanigans she's doing. She should be in prison. And, oh, let's not forget Bidenflation. Do you wonder why I'm doing the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour? It's the laugh to keep from crying. But let me tell you, folks, no matter how bad it gets, I want you to understand this is good news for us. This is horrible for these people. They don't want Joe Biden. And I'm going to prove it to you. They're saying it publicly, and they're yelling it privately. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Trump sold his D.C. hotel to the Waldorf / Hilton folks, apparently. Record deal, they say. The Trump name is checking out of Pennsylvania Avenue for a second time with the sale of Donald Trump's luxury hotel lease in Washington being finalized on Wednesday. CGI Merchant Group, a Miami-based investment manager, bought the lease of the Trump International Hotel for a record-breaking $375 million from the Trump Organization and plans to turn the property into a Waldorf Astoria Hotel in partnership with Hilton. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. A winner! And Donald Trump is winning. $375 million. Eric Trump made the announcement. Proud to announce the record-breaking sale of the Trump DC. The transaction marks the highest price per key ever achieved in Washington, D.C., the highest price per key in U.S. history for a leasehold interest, and the largest sale of a historic hotel in over 15 years. Record breakers. And, oh, by the way, legal. It didn't involve any Russian oligarchs. It didn't involve any crooked deals with Chinese spies. It didn't involve any crooked deals with Ukrainian oligarchs and or board seats where the Trump family gets paid millions of dollars to do nothing in an industry they know nothing about. It was a legitimate business deal. And you know what the Trumps did? They rocked it. Now, I know that upsets some people, because anytime you say, "Ooh, the Trumps did really good," people get upset.
What are you talking about? How dare you say they did really good? This is insane.
I talked earlier, because I want to go back to the Democrats don't want Biden. I want Trump. I want a guy whose family can broker deals like this, who can set records, who understand what excellence is. And by the way, I want people to understand, if you ever go to a Trump property, they're not all that cracked that they're cracked up to be. There are much more beautiful buildings than Trump buildings. I don't want you to get the impression that Donald Trump, you know, is the Yves Saint Laurent or the Bijou or the whatever you recognize as excellence. But what he is excellent at doing is marketing his brand. And by the way, that hotel, that particular one, was really nice. His New York properties, not so much. So I don't want you to think that, you know, I tell people Trump takes a piece of land, he builds something on it that's got his brand on, and he makes it good. And it's a bit gaudy for me at times. It's not the Trump Tower was by far not the nicest building in New York or in Chicago or anywhere else. It's by far not. But it's good, and it's got his brand on it. And they treat you nicely there. You know, I mean, it's got its accoutrements. Mar-a-Lago is not by far not the best place to be in when you go to Florida in West Palm. By far. There are resorts that make Mar-a-Lago look like a ghetto. But Mar-a-Lago, I shouldn't say that. It's nice. It's very nice, but it is by far not the best. But what when you go to West Palm, if you mention any, let me put it this way, name a resort in West Palm. Name one. The only one you can name is Mar-a-Lago. I've been there many times. I've stayed in many resorts. The one that people, that's iconic, is Mar-a-Lago. That's the marketing. That's the branding. And that's what you want in your president, particularly when your party, a.k.a. the Republicans, don't know how to brand. Donald Trump knows how to brand, and it sticks. So let me tell you what's happened. After cheating him out and Trump being defiant, saying, "I'm never going to let you get away with this nonsense about, you know, I didn't get cheated." It puts the spotlight on the Democrats. They keep talking about January 6th and all this. Trump's going, "You cheated." And when the people got mad at you for cheating, then you wanted to put them in jail. And you're putting in these measures in order to make people afraid to confront you with cheating. You got social media. You got the fake news media all in a cabal. And so what's coming? What's happened, folks? Elon Musk got in the game. This is like, reminds me of World War II when Churchill is saying, calling FDR saying, "Hey, can you send us some, can you come get in the war?" And FDR's like, "Well, I really can't do it, but, you know, blah, blah, blah." So Japan bombs Pearl Harbor and forces FDR into the war. That's why Elon Musk is like, well, you know, Trump making a phone call, you know, "Hey, you need to get in the war, Elon. I'm over here fighting it out, man. I'm getting my butt kicked." Elon says, "I can't get in." And then something happens. They bomb something, and Elon goes, "Okay, I'm in the war. I'll buy Twitter." Democrat, oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. Now they're afraid because people are getting involved. Let me ask you this. I go to a lot of political events. And I can't speak for the other side, but I go to a lot of political events. These things are bursting at the seams. From school board up to the you know, Senate races, Republicans are checked in, signing up, registering in record numbers. I don't see that with the Democrats. I see a very discouraged group of people who say, man, I'm embarrassed that's our guy. I'm embarrassed of Pelosi. I'm embarrassed of Chuck Schumer. I'm embarrassed at the results. I'm embarrassed at the crime rates in my city. I'm embarrassed at the Me Too movement, that these women who claim that they're being oppressed are not really oppressed, and they only seem to be oppressed when some dude is getting some award or whatever. I'm ashamed of my party and its treatment of minorities, its using of minorities and women and children and LGBT, etc. I'm ashamed that these people want to pigeonhole me into something that I'm not. I'm ashamed that you can't even get out of this cult. You can't say anything against it, or else you're doxxed or you're canceled. I'm ashamed that I can't even laugh at jokes that I find funny. I'm ashamed of my party that wants to make me use pronouns. Heck, I don't even know what to call people half the time. I'll tell you, if I was a Democrat, these are the things I'd be saying. I'm ashamed. You should be ashamed. You have a party that is so contradictory, people don't, they don't even know what to do around each other. You should listen to conversations with Democrats. I'm serious. When they're around each other, how couched it is, how they're very careful with their language. Their virtue signaling is off the chisane. I'm telling you, they will laud themselves and how great they are, and it's all fluff. It's nothing that you would speak to in the regular world where you're like, "What's up, baby?" You know, I see my dude, it's one of my boys or whatever. "What's up, baby? Come here. Get over here, dude. Give me. Come on." Ah. And what you, man, why are you wearing this? I mean, we just rank and have a good time, and nobody taking anything too seriously. If Democrats hung around us more, they would never go back to that ragtag group of anarchists and Marxists. Gotta take a short break, folks. We'll be right back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. There's a plot twist on Elon Musk's bid to buy Twitter. The world's richest man tweeting this morning his highly publicized plan to purchase Twitter was temporarily on hold over a report of fake accounts on the social media platform. Same story, different day as gas prices continue to rise.
AAA reports the national average price for regular jumped 2 cents from Thursday to $4.43 a gallon. That's the highest price ever for the fourth day in a row. At $3.95 a gallon, Georgia has the lowest statewide average and is only one of three states below $4 per gallon. At the high end, California is now up to $5.87 a gallon, the most expensive in America.
Katie Lewis reporting from the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, USA Radio News. Folks in Minnesota are cleaning up after a storm brought dangerously strong winds to the Midwest and inflicted heavy damage in the state. Stevens County, Minnesota Sheriff Jason Dingham describes what he saw to Fox TV affiliate KMSP in Minneapolis.
I drove right into the middle of it, and it was hurricane force winds. It seemed to be straight line winds. I watched metal sheds being blown through fields. It was crazy.
Earlier this week, a storm-chasing meteorologist died in a crash that authorities say was caused by downed power lines on Interstate 90 in southwest Minnesota. California regulators are rejecting a billion-dollar plant that would turn ocean water to drinking water. Governor Gavin Newsom threw his support behind the $1.4 billion plant in Huntington Beach. It would have created drinking water for an estimated 400,000 people. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Proof that Joe Biden is a demented clown comes in that statement. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. He inherited a mess, right? He inherited the old Great Depression. Unbelievable, man. How could this guy possibly... He doesn't believe that. He doesn't believe it. This is a desperation move of the highest... Pardon me, of the highest order. Joe Biden saying he inherited a bad economy. Okay, is that going to sell? I'm just curious. I know you're thinking, Kevin, well, we already know, but the stupid people on the other side, the stupid people know how this economy was under Trump, and they know where it is under Biden. They know the time frame it took for this to occur. Those of us who continue to make some money in the stock market and living on the legacy, the muscle memory of Trump, congratulations, because those days are over. Those days are over. You're going to be watching that market closely. Now, if you want to leave your money in there and not panic, maybe it'll come back. We get Trump back in. It'll be a big surge. Look at what he just did selling this hotel. But let me tell you, man, the Democrats are afraid of Joe Biden. They've had enough. And I said this, I'm going to say it again, because I want people to know when I'm on record. I'm not going to say it once and then try to forget it and go, I hope nobody knows I said that. I said Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' candidate in 2024. Guaranteed. And I don't even think it'll matter. I'm saying it could be God that takes him out. One foot on the grave, another on a banana peel. Joe Biden will not run in 2024. And I mention this publicly. Democrats are gingerly encouraging him not to run. They're giving him the signs, allowing people to talk about Bidenflation, to talk about the war, the whole social media thing that's occurring. Hints around Hunter Biden's laptop and the big guy and things. They're giving him enough public little nudges. Anybody else would have gotten it and said, I understand. You need me out. The quicker I get out of the limelight, we can put some of this stuff behind the scenes and take care of it where I'm not front and center. Because let me tell you, if the Democrats expose Biden for who he is front and center, he is impeached and in prison. and so are many of them. Privately, Democrats are demanding that Joe Biden step aside. Now, supposedly he told Obama, I'm running again in 2024. And I bet you Obama looked at him and was like, Joe, just give it up, Joe. I think Obama is secretly embarrassed that Joe Biden was able to accomplish the same thing he did. You want to talk about watering down a presidency? The Democrats did that. And I know if you're tuning into the show right now or you listen to it, you go, Kevin, you're just so critical about Joe Biden. I'm not critical about Joe Biden. I'm giving you the honest assessment of Joe Biden. If this were Donald Trump, I'd say the same thing. If this were Ronald Reagan, I look back on some of the things Reagan did. I can tell he's you know, I'm now at a point where I go, yeah, he was, you know, he had some brain issues at the end. Alzheimer's was setting in. Nancy was helping him. Jill's doing the same thing for Joe. The only difference is Joe Biden is not performing like Reagan. Quite the opposite. Former White House advisor David Gergen, he's also a CNN political analyst, he said the other day he doesn't believe Joe Biden should run for president again, and he noted his age. He was like, well, he's an old dude. Here's what he says. We have an election coming up in 2024 in which it's very possible that we will have Donald Trump facing off against Joe Biden. If one of those people wins the presidency, he will be governing while he's in his 80-year age. And he's right. And Gergen includes Trump in that comment, but I'm going to tell you, he's not worried about Trump. He's concerned about the brain-dead circus clown that's running this country and effectively running the world. I mean, at least perception-wise. Biden's been known for gaffes, folks. Way before he was cheated into office. He was a gaffe machine. We used to make fun of him. On this show, we would, I mean, it's what, monthly? We'd have something for Biden. If he put himself into the news cycle, it wouldn't be 3 days before we had something to talk about. Now, they happen daily. Anytime Joe Biden gets in front of the camera, he's going to screw up. We played a couple of clips. They may be short, but I'm telling you, Joe, it's like, what's he talking about? What was the one we played yesterday?
And I agree with what Chairman Powell said last week, that the number one threat is the strength, and that strength that we build is inflation.
It's embarrassing, Joe Biden, as a president of the United States. Truly embarrassing. Wow, I haven't traveled internationally or anywhere for the most part since he became president. Here in the States, I'm vocal. Overseas, if I were overseas right now, and because I've been, you know, when Trump was president, I was traveling. I was in Paris. I was in various other places. And I would go there proud of our president. And what's funny is the left, in those countries, like in France, for example, I didn't get into an Uber. Most of the people I talked to are like, you should be very proud of your president, Kevin, your president. He is amazing. Donald Trump. I was like, what? It was Muslims telling me this. Kevin, Donald Trump, he is amazing. You should be very proud of him. He's so good. But versus Macron, you know, they were like, Macron, who, by the way, cheated himself in. He's worse than Biden as far as France is concerned. But the point is, people were shocking me, because everyone on the news, Donald Trump is ugly. He's a human sperm. You know, he's a specimen or whatever. They were like, oh, they hated him. But the people didn't. I bet you I talked to at least 50 people, because I ask them, I'm curious. Hey, what do you think about our president? What do you think about Trump? Oh, Trump is the way, you know, and sometimes they'd be, you know, telling me in French, he's a perfect example of the way a leader should be. You know, I was like, wow, awesome. So, but Biden, very different. Gergen goes on, he says, we've never seen anything like that before. And frankly, I think it's a real risk. He's talking about both the candidates will be in their 80s. He says, you know, I just turned 80, and I can tell you, John, you lose a step. your judgment is not quite as clear as it was. There's a variety of other things you can't do much about. And to put someone in that office with those kind of vulnerabilities and giving them 4 years, we don't know where things will go. He's talking about Joe Biden. He's not talking about Trump. Trump was predictable. You knew where he was going to go. He was going to err on the side of America first. He was going to implement America first policies, and it worked. And now you're seeing what happens when you let a demented 80-year-old who's got obvious brain damage, who you were hiding from the public, whose wife has to whisper to him, wave, smile. That's the dude running the country. That's what he's concerned about. He put Trump in there because that's what they all have to do. They can't point the finger specifically at Biden. By the way, this is the closest that anyone has come to saying, you know what? The old man ain't got it. The closest. This is as brutal as you can get publicly and remain in the party, in the Democratic Party. Never seen anything like it. Well, I've never seen anything like this presidency where a guy will tell you that he inherited the Great Recession when he got an economy that Trump put into his hands. $2.57 gas, stock market going through the roof that Joe Biden lived on for the better part of a year. Manufacturing coming back, trade deficit dropping, the independence on foreign oil, against foreign oil, exporting our own foreign oil, our LNG products, liquid natural gas products, and so on and so forth. No rumors of war made us feel safe, closing down the border. I could go on. And what did the Democrats do? They schemed and connived, and they did everything they could while Trump was president to stop him. I've asked this question a bunch of times. What would have happened if these people were supportive? Well, you know what would have happened. Donald Trump would have gotten his second term easily, which he did. He won. But I'm saying if they hadn't cheated, if they had said, you know what, if he does a good job, let's just leave the guy alone. Donald Trump would be serving his second term. Sanity would still be being under the courts because he'd have another Supreme Court justice, which he would have had four. Think about this. If they hadn't cheated him, this guy would have appointed four Supreme Court justices. Who knows what else he could have done with the courts, and we know how that's benefited us so far. Wow, we missed out. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Republicans may argue about Trump's style, but very few are concerned about his age. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Compared to Joe Biden, Donald Trump looks like a 25-year-old Olympic decathlete. Gold medal Olympic-winning decathlete. There's night and day difference. Biden must have a teleprompter. He has to have handlers. He stumbles around stage, pointing in directions, shaking hands with the air, and a host of other things. Remember the Easter Bunny having to run interference? I just want to play a few of the clips of Biden's recent gaffes. These are the most recent things. And you judge for yourself if this is the guy you want with the nuclear football.
We saw new standards. We set new standards. We slashed methane and brought over 100 nations together when I was at the big meeting we had in Europe. With regard to food shortage, yes, we did. So talk about food shortages. And it's going to be real. The price of these sanctions is not just imposed upon Russia. It's imposed upon an awful lot of countries as well, including European countries and our country as well.
Stage, but that's enough, too. Look at the stage. But there's been a little change in the arrangement of who's on the stage because of the First Lady's husband contracting COVID. But look at this room and what you see. Pardon? That's right. She's fine. It's me. That's not together. The second lady, the first gentleman. How about that? Anyway, now is a phenomenal negative psychological impact that COVID has had on the public psyche. And so you have an awful lot of people who are, notwithstanding the fact that that things have gotten so much better for them economically, that they are thinking, but how do you get up in the morning feeling happy? Right. Happy that everything's all right. But the fact is that if we were able to do the things I'm talking about here, it'll bring down the cost for average families. Bring down the cost for average families. I don't know why they keep moving on that, but the fact is they keep down the cost for average families.
But even Dr. King's assassination did not have the worldwide impact that George Floyd's death did.
That was just a sampling of some of the idiotic stuff. I mean, George Floyd, more significant than MLK. Do you think we're going to still be talking about George Floyd and we're going to have, is George Floyd going to get a holiday? I mean, I know it sounds crazy because you're like, Kevin, in this bizarro world, he very well may. They may have built statues to him, but I'm going to tell you, I think George Floyd's going to melt into the ether. But MLK will go on because what he said was correct. So those are just a few of the Biden stoops, whether they're gaffes, call them whatever you want. But let me just say this. I'm not worried about Trump that way. Gergen went on to say he believes it would be a mistake. I was talking about Gergen saying that, you know, both the candidates could be 80 years old who are running for president. I trust our 80-year-old over theirs. He says it would be a mistake for either Democrats or Republicans to nominate somebody who's essentially going to govern in their 80s. I know this. My great-grandfather in his 80s, was early 80s, was as vibrant as you could possibly be. When he got into his late 80s, it was over. He got blind. You know, he there was a lot of things you noticed at that time. But in his early 80s, no. My grandmother, into her early 80s, was a stud. It was later when she finally hit the wall and you know, started really showing her age and getting a little forgetful, things like that. So there are people who do have that capability, not Joe Biden. So I won't argue with Gergen's logic that you can't, when you get, as you age, things change. There's no question. But knowing Trump as I do, I can tell you, I trust this guy to finish out his rightful second term. Democrats can't say this about Biden. Number one, he doesn't have a rightful first term, and they certainly don't want him for a second. They want him gone, and he will be gone. I've already said it. I'll repeat it, and when it comes to fruition, I will brag about me saying it. The Republicans, folks, have a bench. No matter what the Democrats do, no, how they try to spin this, Joe Biden was put in office because they had nobody that could replace a demented fool, and that's why they had to put him in. Now, go through their list. By the way, where is Kamala Harris? Remember, she got asymptomatic COVID. The reason why she got asymptomatic COVID, you want the answer? So they could keep her away from people. It was an excuse to say, keep her out of the spotlight. Where is she? Other than when the Supreme Court came out and made the decision about what leaked, the leak, that was when she came out and made some innocuous statement about women's rights, and that was it. Boop, back into your cage, black woman. Where is she? How important is she in the next election cycle? Is she the de facto court torchbearer when they hand the baton off? Is she the one that's going to take it? You know the answer. No. Is it Buttigieg, the LGBT candidate, the guy who's, you know, got his husband at home and they've got their new baby? The guy who took a vacation during a supply chain issue and the guy's the head of transportation? Who can step in? But post-Trump, who do we have? Already, people speak of a DeSantis presidency. Already. I'm going to tell you, it's for many people, it's a foregone conclusion. God willing, DeSantis will be a president of the United States. He leads every other candidate in. Many people want him to run in place of Trump. It would be a mistake, but many people do. I've already told you, the best possible scenario, you can disagree. It's okay. Kevin Jackson, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. The best scenario for Donald Trump, I mean for the Republicans, is Donald Trump is president. And DeSantis is a VP. That's going to mean Florida is going to have to find a strong leader. And Florida is begging. They're like, Kevin, when I'm down there, they're like, Kevin, please tell us that DeSantis is not going to work. Please tell us that he's not going to. Please just tell us he's going to stay our governor. And I'm going, I wish I could tell you that, but I can't. Because I don't think he will. We have a lineup. The Florida governor is almost rock star status. And you know what it's based on? It's based on a real record of achievement. It isn't based on smoke and mirrors. And DeSantis is out there. He's willing to fight. And you know what I was telling the lady the other day? I said to her, you do know DeSantis is a Rhodes Scholar. She goes, I didn't know that. I go, yeah. The dude is brilliant. But he's not the only one. We have another part of the bench. Say what you want. Ted Cruz is a viable, good candidate. He could have been a SCOTUS. He's that sharp. He doesn't have a personality. But maybe he'll develop it. Maybe he's learned something. We've got, in other words, look at the candidates who ran against Trump. Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, you know the thing. Carson, Dr. Carson, many others. You'd be happy with some of these people re-throwing their hat in the ring and saying, okay, I'm going to come at it from round two, not Jeb Bush, not Lindsey Graham. But we had 15, 16 candidates, and Trump came out on top. I wouldn't want Carly Fiorina again, but there were some of them that you would be okay with. Maybe you could see a DeSantis Rand Paul candidacy or a DeSantis Ted Cruz, something like that. But who do the Democrats have? Gergen has been a White House advisor to former presidents Nixon, Ford, Reagan, and Clinton. He says it's time for a new generation of leaders, and I will not argue this, but we have them. He says the baby boomer population, generally the people who were born after the war ended, they've had their time in a sandbox and now governing. He says, I think, frankly, that while there have been some good things, there's generally been a sense of disappointment about, you know, how well they've governed, or more importantly, how badly they've governed. And he's exactly right. We got nothing from these baby boomers. They robbed us blind. And they still are. I'll leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.